from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to comment. I thought Bram Pajenski was hilarious, and, you know, give me more of that. You know, he should be maybe a journalist, maybe an investigative journalist, and you know, perhaps he could discover who took Evan's food.
Wow, there you go.
That's a four.
Yeah.
Three and a half.
Now it says they also,
appreciate
and I don't
it.
Even, help me out, they also had the Thompson twins asking questions.
Which, like the band or the actual players?
I'm throwing it to you two.
I think it's Ausser and Amon.
Asar and
okay.
Amon.
Okay, all right.
The kids from San Leandro.
That's right. Brandon knew that. That makes sense, Donnie.
It does make sense.
All right.
It does make sense.
Shout out BP.
I still have a million questions. I do. I wonder if Luca really knew who he was, though.
And we'll never find out. We could ask BP when next time we see him.
Brandon from the Warriors.
That was great.
Oh, man. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay. 12:15. Okay. We're getting there, Goo. We're getting there. You sent me a text on the thread, which I found interesting and that I'm going to need you to expand on. And it simply said this. The Warriors need Klay if they want to win.
Yeah.
Guru sent me a text and the thread this morning, and it said, guys, the Warriors need Klay Thompson if they want to win. And so I waited till now to say, why would you say that?
I've been watching these games.
Okay.
And no matter what move any team makes, it's all predicated, Stoney, on hope. H-O-P-E. You hope it works out. And Boston, the trade for Jrue Holiday has worked out to a point they might be on the cusp of a dynasty. Neither here nor there. Klay Thompson is a four-time champ, Steiny. He compliments Steph Curry better than anything you can get in here just in one season. And the moves that the Warriors need to make, because you need to make some, have to include Wiggins or they have to include Kuminga. My fear is you mess around and let Klay Thompson get out of town, you don't have the antidote of shooting. I don't think you could go get anybody that could give you 39% from three, rounded up as 40. So I'm looking at this thing like you need continuity between the big three, and then you need some additions. But my God, I'm looking at this roster. If you're telling me you're going to go into next October, late October, November to start the season with some changes and you have not replaced the shooting from Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, Steiner, you are weaker. You are weaker than you've ever been with the inception of the Splash Brothers. So I'm saying this hoping that Klay will have a better season than he had last year. But if he shoots at 39, 38% from three, that clip, that's fine enough if we go fix what ails us around the team. So shooting is at a premium. Boston has it. The Warriors had it. But if Klay Thompson can, Stoney, I'm being real, just give us 38, 39 from deep, we got to go fix the other areas, but we cannot say we got replacement in-house for Klay Thompson's three ball. If we're going to go into games and it's predicated on Curry, we're going to, one, be easier to stop. Two, we'd be dumb to think somebody else could shoot it at that clip that's on the team now and hasn't done it. So if the Warriors are really trying to maximize this window in the next 2 years, Klay Thompson, I'm sorry, has to be a part of it. That's just how I feel.
I'm not advocating for Klay not to be here. I'm not advocating for Klay to be here. But for you to say the Warriors need Klay
right.
if they want to win, I vehemently disagree with. That's the same stupid rationale that got you Draymond Green for four more years. I am like, you know how you always like to say, don't rob somebody of great.
Yeah.
You cannot rob the Warriors of the idea that they could get better if Klay leaves and they do other things. It's absolutely within the realm of possibility.
I'm going to put it right on the table. I'm ready to say Klay Thompson shooting 38% from deep, even if you want to say that was a bad year, is bringing more to the table now to this team than Draymond Green. I said it. I mean it. It's no shade at Dre. It is what it is. I need that three ball to go with Steph Curry more so now than what we believe and what we think what we saw and witnessed. Okay. That has gone bye-bye. You didn't make the playoffs. That's on everybody. But all this, oh, Draymond's doing this and that, bringing the ball up, it missed me, Steiny. And you can get another guard in here to take those duties away from Steph, bringing the ball up to spare him and keep him juiced. But I'm telling you, if it were up to me, Klay Thompson shooting 38% from three is giving me more than what Draymond Green is giving me at this juncture with who he's on the floor with. Because Kevon Looney, it looks like, is about to go bye-bye. I don't even know if that's the, like, I don't even know if we're in a place to where the Warriors can afford to say, we got a guy that could keep possessions alive with the offensive rebounding and grab some on the defensive end. I don't know if the Warriors have failed Looney or has Looney failed the Warriors. I'm going to go with the Warriors have failed Looney for not knowing what he is and who he is and finding a way for him to coexist. But it looks like he may be the odd man out. Don't let Klay leave, Steiny, because I don't think they can replace a shooter of his caliber on a good day to put next to Steph Curry. I really believe that, and that's why I've done a little bit of a 180, Stein. I've had time to be by myself.
You shouldn't have.
I think the Warriors are going to find a way to get Klay to stay, and he wants to stay. I could be to you. Well, I get it.
No. 888-957-9570. Some people sometimes say that I disagree with Guru at times just to disagree with him. I totally disagree with you.
I believe you.
And this is what I wonder. I mean, you've acknowledged you changed your mind. Okay, so the first thing is, you don't think there's a scenario which the Warriors could be better without Klay Thompson, knowing that they'll probably make other moves and get some shooting.
I'm smart enough on a good day, Stoney, to know. Now, if you go hit a grand slam and there's no Klay and you're talking about Jimmy Butler or somebody else, okay, that could happen.
Okay.
But how I'm looking at everything, you know, playing out right now, how do you replace that?
Well, I'll tell
just
you,
forget his name, that shooting style.
Well, first of all,
that's your identity.
First of all, he was on the team last year, shot whatever percentage he shot, and they didn't make the playoffs.
I give you that.
Okay, so.
And I'm not making this about Draymond versus Klay. So was Draymond Green to that effect.
The I mean,
the, how do you replace
that? Well, that's where I would be like, what are you watching? I mean, I'm sorry, this may be harsh, but the reality is, and come down my road, Clay's either going to re-sign here or he's going to walk. And I'm not sure there's a huge difference either way. I think if he walks, you'll obviously have to address some areas. I think if he stays, problems aren't solved. No, what problems solved?
I wasn't saying that. I prefaced it with you still need to make some serious moves. But the Splash Brothers, Steiny, that's who you are right now. You want to just have Curry, Lou? Like, you just want the team not to be able to get on a heater and have two dudes clicking at the same time? But I know what you're doing, and I'm not mad at you. You really think there's the Clay is, like, we've seen the best of them.
But
the Warriors are at, but 38% is 38%, and I don't want to make my thesis about Clay staying about that. But Steiny, how could you imagine a world where he's not there and they don't replace that shooting? Then what are we doing?
Well, then they're in trouble, obviously.
But they're in trouble now because they didn't make the.
They're in trouble anyway. But what I think is unfair is, you know, and we can decide who's a great player and who's not a great player, this, that, the other thing, but just like a guy that Evan brings up a lot. You know, if Klay Thompson walks tomorrow and somehow you get Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, like, you're better. Like, he's better than Klay right now.
Now, that I wouldn't be mad at that.
But I mean, go ahead and flame me, but if Klay walked and you acquired Grayson Allen, I'm not sure you'd be worse. I'm not.
And the other thing,
and I love this one because people think I can't stand Draymond, and sometimes I can't. Draymond's more impactful than Klay when he plays.
Wow.
I think. I don't know. 888-957-9570. We can jump into it. A couple doozies. I feel like those are doozies.
Okay.
You know, I'm just being honest
with you. And let me give you some mustard, and I didn't say it.
All right.
No matter what the Warriors are trying to do, and obviously they're trying to win before Steph Curry and the Big Three are done, it's a shot in the dark, and you're operating from a point of disadvantage. It being this long, and you still thinking these guys can do it, I think the continuity and the fact that Klay, Steph, and Dre have won before together means something. And if everything were to go their way, or 85% their way, the fact that Klay is part of this system and knows it like the back of his hand, I think that means something, as opposed to saying, hey, Caldwell Pope, this will be your first year with the Warriors. Not that it couldn't work, and not that I'm saying I would be out on that. Or Grayson Allen, that's when now you're just, it's a broken vase. You put some Elmer glue on one hole, then there's another hole. Like, the continuity of Klay and Steph, to me, that means something, man.
It means nothing. That's what I would say now.
Well,
I mean,
you could say last year got him no playoffs.
I mean, it means to me the continent. Yeah, it means they won four titles a while ago.
And people telling me, "Goose, stop it! Klay's done."
I think. Well, I'm not saying Klay's done,
but he's done being two way Klay, and we all accepted that.
How many minutes a game is he playing under your scenario?
27, 28.
Oh my gosh.
Like, if you had to bet now, just it's a gut feeling, do you really think he's gone?
Because
if he stays, he's playing 27, 28 or more than that.
No,
there's no, he ain't taking no, hey, I'm just want to stay. And Steiny, he's a fat, terrible take. Dude.
I think it's pretty bad.
I don't.
And you know, like in the past, like this is one of those where, you know, 3 years ago, I'd be, you got to be kidding me. I'd almost get defensive. I'd be like, you're crazy. But our friendship has been forged through fire, and now it's just like, oh, come on. Really?
2 for 56, 28, get it done.
For who?
Klay.
Who did? What happened to Goo?
No, I've been watching.
This is where, like, I don't want to be the bad guy here. Right. At 888-957-9570. Give me the meat.
Yeah, that's great.
If somebody wants to be the bad guy, I still think
Klay Thompson can
I'm not going to be the bad guy.
Steiny, he still has the one weapon in his tool belt is what
Does
the
he?
League is about.
Does he?
38%.
Yeah, you know what?
And that ain't 100 shot attempts. That's a whole lot of them.
Right, and you know what? I think there's a big difference between 39% when, in essence, you're going 4 for 10, 3 for 9, 5 for 12, 4 for 10, as opposed to 9 for 13, 2 for 9, 3 for 13.
Okay, I got something like, for you.
Right. You lose 2 out of 3 of those games automatically when Klay goes 1 for 9.
Tell me what you'll give me for this, if it, a nickel. What if what is around Klay got better to where his shot quality got better?
Wow.
When you got other threats on the court, and this, I love Moses Moody, you know that. But just imagine when Klay's out there with Moody, Looney, Pods, nobody's doing anything to give him that. And again, Stoney, it's basketball, there's a defense, there's no perfect shot. But I'm saying, what if Steph, that's why I say if you put him in Philly, if you put him in Milwaukee where you got guys like Giannis driving.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.